Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Now, religious symbols in state schools will have to reflect the entire community, according to a new plan on schools ethos. The new framework will apply to 200 second level schools run by education and training boards. Carl O'Brien is the education editor with the Irish Times, and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
So these schools that we're talking about here, Carl, which ones are they?
So these are the former vocational schools, many established from around the 1930s onwards. And there's, as you said, there's more than 200 of them right around the country. Now, when they were established as multi-denominational schools. But when academics were reviewing the practice of these schools, they found that many are actually de facto Catholic. So, for example, many of these schools have had graduation masses, symbols from the Catholic faith only, and visits from Catholic religious representatives. In fact, academics found that a majority of these schools reported that local diocesan inspectors would visit these schools to look for evidence of the amount of religion classes per week and the degree of training that was there for religious teachers. But this has prompted a lot of unease within the sector over the kind of the lack of clarity historically that there has been over these issues. So those changes, if you like, have led to this new framework on ethos, which is going to apply to these education training boards.
And who has decided that this new framework needs to be put in place?
So this is Education and Training Boards Ireland, which is the umbrella group for the 16 education and training boards. So they are the patrons for these 200 plus schools around the country. And what they found is that as we know, generally with the school system is lagged behind where society is. So a lot of the school system is obviously based around the time where we had a huge practice with the Catholic faith and a minority practice with others. Much of that is now changing. So on foot of that, they've defined, the Education Training Boards have defined five core values which they want to apply across all schools, and these are excellence in education, care, equality, community, and respect. But I think it's fair to say that it's the equality value which is likely to be the most contested.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, there's 200 secondary schools in this group here, but the complication arises because 55 have a legal agreement with the Catholic Church that centres on providing Catholic education to students. So that's going to be a hurdle that needs to be overcome if these religious symbols are to become multi-denominational.
You're right. Like, so these legal agreements were signed typically around the 1970s when many of these schools were vocational schools were amalgamated with church-run schools. And those agreements cover the governance of schools and the ethos. But they were formed at a time when the education training board sector didn't have really clear values or core values over the place of religion in schools. So what's taking place at the moment is that the Education Training Boards Ireland are involved with talks with their representatives of bishops to look at how these core values will be applied in schools. Because if you look at what is going to happen in practice, this new patron framework is saying that under equality, that visual images and displays used in schools will have to be reflective of the whole community. Religious and belief celebrations that take place throughout the school year will have to be equitable in relation to symbolic representation and the time spent and the emphasis on that, and that schools should be consulted on the identification of such symbols.
Okay, Carl, your line is fading a little bit on us, but we'll push on and see if we can carry on with this. But tell me how this is going to work. Like, ultimately, will it be up to each school to figure out how they deal with this?
It will be up to schools to implement it at a local level. So, for example, if a school opts to have, a nativity scene or celebrate a religious date, then it will be expected to mark other religious celebrations, whether that's Eid or Diwali, but those will be dealt with locally in consultation with the school community. Or, for example, if a school is displaying a crucifix only, then it's likely to have to display other religious symbols. So this will all take place at a local level, but guided by this overall framework, which is setting out those core values which should apply to schools.
So do you expect then that there will be flashpoints when this is all put in place?
I think potentially, you know, I think for the most part there is a recognition that the system does need to change, but I think it's certainly likely that you may have flashpoints. We had a flashpoint in recent years. I think it came before the Workplace Relations Commission, where there was a tussle between a member of teaching staff and a caretaker at an ECB-run school over the location of a statue of the Virgin Mary at the entrance to one of the schools. So those things, I think, are likely to pop up in time. But I think in general, I think the overwhelming majority of teaching staff and school leaders are already on a journey, you know, towards embracing a more multi-dimensional and ensuring that the school practice reflects a more pluralist and a more diverse membership and school community.
Of course, you will have some parents who are very happy right now if there are schools in this group of 200 being run as Catholic schools.
You will, and that is the obstacle, I think. And it's been an obstacle generally when you look at, you know, the divestment of schools from the Catholic Church. That, you know, on paper it seems quite simple and it makes sense, and during in the eyes even of church leaders. But it comes down to local issues. People are very attached to their school, and they're very attached to the identity of the school. And sometimes you will have, oftentimes maybe a very vocal minority who really do not want change. So these issues will no doubt arise, but will have to be resolved at a local level.
Carl, thank you very much. Carl O'Brien there, education editor with the Irish Times. Coming up next, what happens when you're in a coma? Can you hear? What's your level of awareness? We'll try to find out after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.